Wow, we have lots of children here. Somebody must have invited their friends. Well, this morning I want to talk to you guys about being partners with your parents. Does anybody know what a partner is? Spencer, do you know what a partner is? Well, partner is somebody that works with another person to accomplish a goal. So often if you hear of people that are in a partnership, it would be two people that go in business together. Maybe one has the brains and the other has the money, and they work together to accomplish something. And I think of every parent, and what they want their children to do is to progress from being just a person that needs instruction to someone that's willing to work beside them. Does anybody know Ephesians 6:1? You might not know the reference, but it starts with "Children, obey." Can somebody quote that for me?
Children, obey your parents.
Yep. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." So, When we're a small child, all we can do, we can't understand why our parents are teaching us what they're teaching us. But that's why the Bible gives us instruction to just obey them. But as we get older, we begin to understand why they're teaching us why they taught us. Often we still can't understand why they're teaching us what we're at. I want to read a verse from Galatians. Galatians 4:1 says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all." So that verse is saying that so an heir is someone that inherits their parents' possessions. So it says, even if you're entitled to get everything that your parents have, as long as you're a child, you're no different than a servant. You just have to obey what you're told to do. And verse 2 says, "But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father." So it's saying that the parents teach you things until they feel like you have reached an age of maturity to where you can make your own decisions. Can somebody tell me what they think it would be like to be a failure as a parent? Well, I think of, if you're a failure as a parent, that's when you've done everything that you can to teach your children, but they don't understand why you're trying to teach them, and they choose to do exactly opposite of what you've told them to do. So I have an object lesson here, and I want to help you understand the value of being a partner with your parent. Can I have two volunteers? Cameron, you can come up. One other volunteer. Spencer? Okay. So right here is a box that I'm going to call life. And life is always moving, but we can sort of decide which direction it moves in. So, which one of you is older?
Me.
Spencer, you're older. We'll pretend that you're the parent, okay? You can hang on this rope. Cameron, come over here. You're the child, and you're a small child, and you don't understand why your parents want you to do what they want you to do. So both of you see if you can get this box to move your way. Ready, set, go. As long as the parent and the child are pulling in two different directions, life is sort of sitting still. It can't really move. Okay, that's enough. Now, if children can understand what their parents want them to do, come over here, Cameron, and you work with your parents, let's see if we can move life along. Now it's not hard at all. Well, it's still a little difficult. But you were able to move it. So that's why we need to work together with our parents. And when they give us something to do, it's not just that they have... It's not just that they want to make life miserable for us, but they want us to move in a direction. Okay. I don't know. Do you guys want to help with the next object lesson, or do you want... Okay. We're going to put this here. Try to move some things around a little bit. Watch out. I'm coming over there. Come stand right here. As we get older, we can see more and more of what was behind us and also what is in front of us, okay? As we get older, we keep growing. So now, I'm going to let Cameron be the parent this time, okay? So when our parents give us things to do, they can see in the future and sort of they have a lot better idea of what our choices are going to produce. So Cameron, why don't you crawl up here? As you get older, it's like you get taller. Can you see over into the future? You have to keep growing. Spencer, stand right here. Can you see over into the future? Well, you haven't got that old yet. You need to look that way. Can you see in the future? Cameron, can you tell him what's over in the future? Look over there and tell him what's over there.
A piano.
So, as children, we're sort of blind to what is out in the future. And our parents are looking over top of it, and they can see, and they want to help us pull life in the direction that will make it best both for them and for us, but mostly for God in the future. Okay, you can both go sit down. So that's, as parents are teaching children, they're helping them to be mature. They're helping them to crawl up that ladder and to look over into the future. And also, by nature of them being taller, they can look further into the past and they can see things that haven't worked. I remember the time that my dad told me that he basically said that he was done teaching me, that now I'm my own boss and he believes that I'm wanting to follow God and that I can do what I think is right, because he was blessing me that he feels like I've gotten tall enough that I can see what I need to see. And I think if there's anything that a child should look for in their life, they should look forward to that time when their dad tells them that they've reached the age of maturity to where they can do their own thing. Not because their dad wants them to make mistakes, but because their dad believes that they're going to make the right choice. Okay, Ephesians 5:1. It's another verse that I wanted to talk about. And this is talking to all Christians. It says, Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And then verse 2, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling savor. So, in our relationship with God, we need to look to God as a parent. He can see further into the future and he can see further into the past. And he knows what's best for us. And if we tug on our box in the opposite direction, we're just going to get sore hands and sore muscles and life is going to sort of sit still. But if we can pull with God, God can bring us into a great place. Okay, and then Hebrews 12:11, I think, is one of the key verses. It uses big words, so I'm going to read it and I'm going to try to say it in a simple way so you can understand it. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So this basically is saying, no punishment right away seems to be a great thing, seems to make you happy, but rather it makes you sad. But in spite of all the sadness that it makes you have, afterward, it helps you produce righteous character. It helps you turn into a good person if you pay attention, if you exercise yourself in it. So I want to just encourage each one of your children, as your parents teach you, that they're not just trying to make life miserable, even though sometimes when you get punished, it just makes life feel sad. But they actually want you to be happy, and they're working to make you happy by helping you to walk the right way. That's all I have for you. I hope that you were able to understand the lesson, and maybe we can sing a song together. Somebody have a song? Well, I have a song that goes with this lesson, and I think about how parents are wanting to help us build ourselves to be what God wants us to be. Do you guys know building up the temple? The temple is our lives, and God wants to live in us and he wants us to be a house for him to live in. So let's sing Building Up the Temple. Building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the Lord. Building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear God, I pray that you would help these children to catch a vision of your will for their lives, and also for their parents' partnership with you in helping them to become the people that you want them to be. I pray that they would be able to take this lesson home and look to their parents with honor and respect for the extra height that they have, that they can see in the future and into the past, that they can guide them, and that each one would learn to pull alongside their parents and be partners with their parents. In Jesus' name, amen. You can all go back to your parents.